Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I was sitting with the three angels just a while ago. You may remember that I used to live with those angels in the forest. We were having supper, sitting on the back deck overlooking the woods. The subject came up about the places that people live. More to the point, how the places that people live help to define who they are. You can tell a lot about the residents of a place by the look and the style and the condition of the place. You may observe that it is messy or polluted or unkempt or chopped down. You might notice that it is ordered or clean or painted or pruned. You may see that the natural surroundings are in harmony with the human residents, or it might be clear that these two forces are at odds with each other. Whatever it is that you see, it probably says a lot about the folks who live there. When I look around at that place in the woods, I smile. It is a combination of orderly gardens and leaning birch, of unending ferns and yellow flag running wild. It is a place where we have encouraged hundreds of precious small trees and cut away endless buckthorn. In short, it is the forest of southern Minnesota. It is abundant in oak and birch and elder and cherry. If you lived in outer space and looked down on that place, it would appear to be the perfect oasis, a basin of freshly washed greens with winding waters running through it. You'd want to settle there. This oasis is strong and self-renewing. On a morning walk, looking from field to hilltop, you can see the place breathe. When left alone, it is self-sufficient. When coupled with its resident humans, it can thrive as well. We are fortunate that the land is so strong. We are lucky that it takes serious intent to hurt a place like this. You have to mess it up on purpose. It's important that we think twice about what we're doing when we want to remove a piece of it, and then think again. It's easy to see the forest as a source of revenue, valuable timber. It is natural to see cleared land as more useful, home sites and all. The forest is generous and available for our material gain. There is also the immutable, restorative beauty of the forest. What a battle. Both of these forces, the acquisitive and the aesthetic, are part of our wiring, essential and undeniable. Balance between the two is difficult, but it is attainable. In the forests of the Driftless, you can stand in the same place 10 days in a row and by simply turning around see something completely new every day. The variety is astounding. The canopy is ruled by overarching oaks and hickory and elms, what's left of them, and poplar and cottonwood. The understory is cedar and cherry and dogwood. And the floor, my goodness, the floor is a riot of pinks and whites, and ferns and berries and jacks in the pulpit. We stand in a wild, tall garden, cool and shady, yellow, green, and dappled. It will be different in every changing light. If you're lucky enough to have young children in your life, make sure you take them into the forest with you. Watch their faces. When our granddaughter was very young, she would go into the forest with me. She was headstrong and precocious and very much a handful. And I tell you this, at 10 paces into the forest, she became reverent and awestruck. In those forest moments, she was far away from her Bratz dolls and gossip and boredom. This was very good for her, very good for both of us. Children need story, and they need magic and science and adventure. The tall green forest gives these gifts without end. A child standing in the woods is in a story of her own making. The scene set is there already for her. The props and the players are waiting. Be they giants or fairies, the characters are in place. For a child, it is no great leap to take on the forest magic, to go in, to leave time and details behind. Wide-eyed and ready for anything, they enter. They go in because they can see the things that most of us have put aside. They have not given up on stories and spirits. They enter the forest, and the forest plays to them. We would be wise to follow.